guess. Yeah, I lost you.
Not a problem. So what I was saying is this. Okay. The quote I gave you is actually, I think it includes the electrical install. So you're not allowed to roll in the install because it's a separate company into one of these loans, typically. So we're going to finance these two pieces of equipment on one loan. And then what we can do is we can help you out with some cash. So you'd have to pay for that install separately. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it makes sense. Okay, I have a question. How much is the interest for this loan?
I'm sorry?
How much is the rate of interest for
this loan
equipment?
Absolutely. So you have a few different options. I'm going to give you the maximum term, and then we can work backwards. So let's do that. And by the way, I'm going to update the quote here because the equipment cost that I had was wrong. So let me make sure I have the correct number. I've got 77, because I was including the install, but that's incorrect.
Okay. Actually, I already made the electrical work, and, it's more expensive than I expected. It was a 480, and now the invoice is 690. Are you going to work on that in the future?
Once we get the equipment loan funded, I'm sure we can help you out with some additional cash to help your business. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Remember, there is on the equipment, there is, of course, the tax and the shipping cost.
Well, you're going to need to get a quote because I don't have any of that. You're going to actually need to get an official quote. And your payment will go up or down. Your payment's going to go up or down. Once you get a quote, send it over to us, and we can finance that tax and install. But you got to get actually an official quote from them, okay? Does that make sense? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh,
yes.
I keep on losing you. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I'm in Florida. We are very close for the. We prepare for the hurricane. I think the line, everybody's on the phone.
And right now you have a cabbage loan, is that correct?
That's correct. It's a credit line. It's not a loan. I have a credit line for $20,000 and already paid $6,000, so it's down to $14,000, yes.
But I'm assuming that's really short term. That's nothing you're doing over multiple years, is that correct?
It's a 1 year, yes.
Yeah, so the whole purpose of these equipment loans are to help out for cash flow, so it kind of more benefits the business. So here's where I'm at. Your payment, if not including tax and install, because I don't know what that would actually be a little less than you were expecting. Your payment would be $275.68 per month. Now, on these transactions, you're going to get a fixed monthly basis. It's a finance agreement, but it's not a separation of interest and principal. It's a rate factor. So the rate factor is just the monthly payment divided by the equipment cost. And so it's $275.68 divided by $93.94.62. So the rate factor on your transaction would be 0.029344. Now, if you want to limit your payback, so let's say you wanted to do something over, say, a three-year term, you could do that. Basically, the longer your term is, the more you're going to pay back. The shorter your term is, the less you're going to pay back, but you're going to have a slightly higher payment.
Okay.
Do you want me?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Give me just 1 second. Okay. It's going to be $275 for 24 months, correct?
No. I'm quoting you on 60 months.
On 60 months?
Yeah.
60 months for $275.
Correct, because $275 times 24 is $6,600, and the equipment's almost $10,000. So that wouldn't make sense. So the payment for 5 years would be $275. Do you want me to give you some numbers on shorter terms?
Give me 1 second. 60 by 275, how much it would be the end of the payment, the repayment?
If you do it for over go ahead.
You know what we need to do? Send me all information by email. So I can look all your proposal, and then I will call you back.
Okay,
because if you send me all the proposal, I can look, in my office, and then I will call you back next week.
I'll have Jeremiah send you an email.
Okay, please, send me all the information, monthly payment, and send me all the instruction to go by if I will go forward for the equipment. so I'm gonna go. So, but I need to know before how much it would be, you know, the repayment. Because the CPA for 275 is around $8,000.
I can give you the exact number. So if you did it over 5 years, the payback would be $16,500. If you did it, say, over, yeah, it'd be the total amount paid back. If you did it over, say, 3 years, the 3-year payment, you'd pay a lot less. So if you want to do something like, and I can just give you some, you know, I'm not here to advise you, but if you want to do something over, say, a very short period of time, you would do a 3-year term because that would actually lessen your amount you're paying back. You would save a lot of money because you're paying it over 3 years versus 5 years, so almost half as long. Do you want me to give you those numbers as well?
Yes, please. Yes. Give me 3 years. Give me 5 years.
Okay. I'll have Jeremiah send you an email, okay?
Okay. Give me 2 years and 24 months.
Okay. So not a problem.
2, 3, and 5, okay?
All right. You got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.